from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Lars of Pacifico, what's happening, man? You're on the roast.
Yo, guys. Hope you had a fantastic Labor Day. Got to enjoy some good food with your families. One thing I want to say is this Niner team, it's starting to remind me of the last Warriors team when we won against the Celtics. Veteran team, you know, the gang is back together again. Ayuk's in the building. Trent's going to come in and sign today. The media is counting us out everywhere except for here in the Bay Area. So, I mean, it's just for some reason for me, man, it's just feeling very similar. And I think the 49er fans got to be stoked, and we're finally coming into the year where it's like, all right, you know, let me show you what I got when everybody's already counting us out. And I don't know, I'm just seeing similarities between what everyone is thinking the Golden State Warriors were going to do that year, and everybody saying Brock Purdy's going to regress. I think Brock Purdy's going to have his Steph Curry, you know, breaking 3-point record season. And that's all I got. Go Niners.
I'm very interested and excited to see what Brock has in store this year. It just looking around at watching the NFL, it's preseason, so not a lot of the starters are playing, but his pocket presence, there's just a difference between him and, you know, any backup quarterback that you see playing. Like, they're all frenetic and they're holding the ball. He's just so calm back there. And, you know, I don't love when he's spinning around trying to throw the ball 30 yards across the field, but that's not what he's going to be asked to do during the regular season. And I'm very excited to see what he looks like. He did not need to be playing behind Jalen Moore. Like, yeah, if you were looking for any reason on why they need to get Trent Williams in, just look at his jersey from the preseason game. It was covered in green stains. And that tells me, like, get Trent here like yesterday, you know? And so I'm glad that he's back, because Brock Purdy's going to be a pocket quarterback and he's going to thrive from within the pocket. You got to have your left tackle there.
Got to have Jalen Moore. Boy,
he's not good.
Yeah, that would have been rough. I mean, think about this. I'm on vacation, somebody's asking me about Big Trent. And actually, you know, a lot of East Coast people, I got to shout them out. New Yorkers and Philadelphians, I guess that's what they call them. They were like, you Niner fans, they fear the 49ers.
Why?
They just think, they're like, Philly fans are like, we just know the Niners are going to be there. And they have so much talent. And New Yorkers were like, dude, don't trip. Trent's going to be back. Ayuk's going to be there. You guys are good. They just think highly. Like, in our own bubble, we're like, oh, Shanahan this, and I don't know if Purdy can do this. And, boy, McCaffrey's got to say it. Out there in the East Coast, they're like, you guys got the best team. It's not even close. Like, they fear the 49ers, which kind of made me feel good. It did make me feel good.
Do you believe in, like, Madden? Like the ratings being as a great, accurate, get a kind of assessment of where your team is?
I don't like admitting this on hot air.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one. number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I kind of do. I do kind of look at the ratings because that's a national poll.
Yeah.
It's people from not just the Bay Area.
And they can miss. Like, I think Aaron Banks is ranked way too low in the video game, yeah, for example. Like, they can miss on things. I'm not saying it's the end-all, be-all. But I play with the Niners, and I did a full season. And let me just say, Brock broke a lot of passing records.
Yeah.
And the Avengers look pretty sweet. The guy who was really popping, and Matt Maiocco brought this up, and I found it to be interesting, but the guy in the video game who I think is one of the more fun players is Debo. Debo is, and McCaffrey's outstanding in the game, but Debo Samuel was unreal in Madden, and I'm saying to myself, like, all right, well, what does Debo have cooked in store this year? And I think we're really sleeping on Debo having a monster year. Matt Maiocco said, of all the training camps he's been to, that Debo has been here, this was hands down his best training camp.
Yeah, I don't know if, I think sleeper's a strong word because we know who Debo is.
Well, I'll bounce back.
And we know, I thought he had a very good season. A season, he got over 1,000 scrimmage yards.
Yeah, but do you think he thought it was an A season?
Maybe not, but because of the injuries. But you look at that NFC Championship game. The dude did catch 9 balls.
Oh, he was
in that game.
He was unbelievable.
So you know what I'm saying? We know what Debo looks like, and we understand that it's a contract year, and he moved his number from 19-1. So I don't know. I don't know if sleeping on him. But by the way, Madden, since you brought up Madden,
he runs too with the arm like this.
Last season's Madden, I was running a franchise with the Cleveland Browns. And my quarterback was always in an MVP race with Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy ended up playing like 19 years.
Oh.
I played like 15 and was an all-pro every season. So some of the Madden stuff where you like, wow, they really think highly of Ayuk and they think highly of Trent. Huh. They think highly of Brock Purdy. Yeah, the Niners are loaded. Folks, the top 100 on the NFL Network. How many Niners was on that list?
There were 8.
All right? I mean, come on. Think about the all-pros. Think about the players, the premium players at each position. They're ready to roll here. So when you bring up Brock Purdy and what he can do for an encore, who's to say he can't throw more than 31 touchdowns? Who's to say he can't throw for over 4,500 yards if the Niners do pass? You got to remember, Brock Purdy broke the record, and they were third to last in pass attempts per game.
And he didn't even play in week 17. And I know the 17th game is going to kind of dilute certain things, but he also came out of that 0-1 game with a concussion a little early, remember?
Right, no, I do.
So here's the thing with the Niners. Quarterback, I think they're going to be slightly better, right? Whether he has a better season or not, I don't know. But I think in his third year, he's going to be better. I think his mind is sharp. I think his body looks clearly healthier than he was last year where he had to take time off during training camp. Offensive line, I think they're better. I think Dominic Pooney is going to be better than Burford, and Feliciano. I don't know about Colt McKivitz. He's still a big question mark for me. I think they're slightly better. Tight ends, they're about the same, right? Yeah. Running backs, about the same.
Well, I think J.P. Morse Mason is running a lot better this year.
Jordan, I still think McCaffrey.
Jordan Mason looks like he can play the part. Elijah Mitchell is going to be out for the season, unfortunately, with the hamstring or whatnot. Garindo's got a lot of speed.
Yeah, he's got a lot of speed.
He's got to stay healthy, and he can't stay. But he's got a lot of speed. I'm very intrigued with him. But Mason looks like he's going to take another step this year.
And okay, wide receiver. I think they're a little deeper. I think adding Cowings adds a dynamic that they just haven't had the last 3 seasons.
I love Jacob Cowings.
I know. I do, too. I'm really high on him. Special teams. I think their special teams is a huge question mark in terms of kick return, punt return, coverage, all that. We will see, right? That's every team in the league right now.
You feel good about Jake Moody, though?
I do. He only missed 1 field goal in the preseason. Yeah. I thought he was good. Punter, I like Presley Harvin. I know, like, they're going to keep Wisnowski. Whatever. We'll see. Defense. These are the two areas where I think there's a huge question mark. Defensive tackle, replacing Dre Greenlaw at linebacker. I like the winners on tape. I like what I've heard from practice. But you're replacing one of the best outside linebackers in the game. and Dre Greenlaw, who plays brilliantly in tandem with Fred Warner. When you're mentioned in the same sentence as Willis and Bowman, you're pretty special. So that's going to be a huge unknown. Let's see what happens there. Then defensive tackle. Can the Malik Collins, Javon Hargrave, and whoever the hell else is on the team, can they be better than whatever you got from Eric Armstead when he was healthy and Hargrave at the beginning of last year? Hargrave fell off. Those are the only areas on the entire team to me that look like unknowns.
Well, those are big question marks, though.
Everyone I do else, like Collins. I think we're better.
Well, defensive end, you have Bosa and Leonard Floyd, but what happens if one of them goes down?
Well, I think a lot of teams would say that.
Yeah, but depth, they don't even – I would like to have three pass rushers. Like, you think about those great New York Giants teams that won the Super Bowls in 07 and 11. They had a deep, deep defensive line. They had the NASCAR pass rush on third downs. Who was it? Tuck, O.C. Umanyora, who was Michael Strahan.
I mean, that was
– I mean, it was JPP. They had a lot of guys here.
Yeah.
If Bosa or Leonard Floyd does go down, if they do go down, Robert Beal Jr., is he ready for this? There's a big drop-off here. Either Carlos Matos, we don't know him yet. We don't know what type of player he is. We'll see, but edge depth is a concern of mine. Up in the middle, Jordan Elliott, Kevin Givens, back it up, Hargrave and Malik Collins. We'll see about that. But there are question marks here. And then Hufanga, where is he going to be at? Are we ready just to see Hufanga? Like, I feel good with Tig Brown. I feel good with Mustafa.
Well, I
feel
good with George Odom. I think they're going to play three safeties a lot.
Sometimes on third down. Yeah, I've heard that. So we'll see about that.
I think Tig and Hufanga are going to play together. And I don't know. Maybe George Odom. Maybe you get a little Malik Mustafa. I'm not worried about secondary. I think this is the deepest secondary they've had since going back to like the 2011, 2012 Harbaugh teams.
This is a very good secondary. Very good secondary.
It has the potential to be better.
But you better stop that run.
Absolutely.
You better stop the run. And that's what we got to see here against the New York Jets and their home run hitter in Hall. But edge depth for me is a very big concern of mine because if Bosa, because they like to rotate their defensive linemen. There's a lot of times we'll see a drive where Bosa's on the sideline for the first four plays of the drive. I don't like that. It feels like Bosa has to get his Max Crosby on and play multiple snaps, especially when we talk about price point and what we're paying him or what the 49ers are paying him. Not we. We're not paying him a damn dime. Jay York and Parag Bharat are giving him all the money, but he's got to play every snap. And if he can't play every snap, are we sure we're ready for Robert Beal Jr.? Are we ready for Yeter Carlos Matos? Especially without Drake Jackson, he's out for the entire season?
Okay, well, let's look at the NFC. Like, what front scares you more than the Niners
right now?
Like, I love Hutchinson, but they need other players opposite him.
The NFC is a little light. It's a little light, but I'm trying to win a Super Bowl.
You got to get through the NFC first.
No doubt about that.
I mean, but when you lose Aaron Donald, and by the way, I don't know if you've been paying attention. It sounds like Aaron Donald could come back to the Rams during the season.
Would it surprise you? No. I just watched him run a 40-yard dash against Shady McCoy. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. And he smoked
Shady McCoy.
Yeah, Shady's a little out of shape.
Yeah, but so what? This is a defensive tackle. You see how quick he was?
I ran into Shady in Philly at Planet Hollywood the day the Niners played the Eagles. Shady's enjoying life. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, well, we know that. I mean, he's doing
But Aaron Donald beating him in a race does not surprise me. Aaron Donald's a freak.
Aaron Donald looked like he was still in shape.
Yeah, well, he's ready to go.
So it doesn't. I don't believe he's gonna. I never believed that he's gonna stay retired. Sean McVay has him on the hotline saying, "Hey, look, November, we're gonna be in it. We're gonna be in it. We're gonna have a chance. Come back."
But your point is well taken regarding defensive ends and just defensive line in general. But I would ask, like, Philly losing Hassan Reddick is a big blow.
It's a big blow.
All right.
It's a big blow.
I still think they have a decent front, but not what the Niners is. I love Hutchinson. But they don't really have a true guy opposite him currently. Maybe during the season, I look at it different. Green Bay? Can anyone name the defensive line for Green Bay? You know, these are the threats to the Niners.
Rashawn Gary. What? Rashawn Gary's legit.
Rashawn Gary's nice. He ain't a Bosa.
No.
He ain't even close to Bosa.
Preston Smith is good. They got some depth there.
But it's not a like for like. You know what I'm saying? It's if the Niners somehow, some way suffer an injury on this defensive line.
Well, that's...
Now you're going to be involved in all these damn shootouts. I want to win some games comfortable.
I think their defense will be really good.
I think the defense will be good. I'm just saying D-line depth could be a problem. What if Bosa doesn't get off to a hot start? Now, everybody's telling me that Bosa looks great right now.
Well, no.
But it's hard for me to tell if Bosa's going to be great when you're going against Jalen Moore every damn day.
If you were asking me who's the guy who has to have a career year for the Niners to be really good this year, right,
Nick Bosa,
to me,
right?
It's Nick Bosa.
Right?
If that's Nick Bosa's back to DPOY Nick Bosa, that changes everything for this defense.
It does change everything. It takes this defense from a fringe top 10 defense to bona fide top 5 defense. And all of a sudden, you get to the AFC teams and saying, oh, we got Bosa. We got this guy. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Our clocks are all off right now. Sev's 12:41:48. It's just stuck on 12:41:48 a.m. What happened? What was that?
What the hell was that? That's Thomas the Train.
That's you.
No, but what was that reference to?
It's one of the many weird noises we make on the show.
Hey, love, man, I don't want to hear from you right now.
What's that? I can't hear you over 0-2.
Y'all win one game against sorry-ass Florida, and you think you're back. Billy Napier.
Better than losing to sorry-ass Boston College. Hey,
they might beat you. Be careful. Be careful, Miami. Let's go to Nick and Berkeley.
DJ Uiagalelei transferring or something? What's going on?
We'll get Nick on the other side. All right, we'll break. This guy's going to be insufferable.
The college football scene is better when the U is back.
I'm not going to lie.
That's a sore roll on that one.
Cam Ward threw that touchdown pass to make it 38-10, and the two receivers looked at the slot, and they went like this.
It was great.
I said, damn it. And then, it was a true story. Later on that night in the Philadelphia hotel, the 30 for 30 was on with the U, and I started watching it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, damn.
Life is better when the U's good. Like, as much as I, make fun of USC, it's better when USC's good.
It is. You're right.
I want the premium schools to be good again. How about that Tennessee quarterback?
They got a big game this week against North Carolina State. We'll see about
and
them.
LSU. Receivers every year. The most talented receivers I've ever seen.
Lacey, dude,
are you kidding
still
me?
Lose number two? Yeah, number two was sick.
Oh my god!
And they didn't even score the opening drive.
I couldn't believe it.
USC, though, they're back. Fight on, baby. Fight on. Big Dog City was at that game. I couldn't get enough of that game. I was watching it on the plane on the way back to the city. All right, Nick and Brad.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.